Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, in the March edition, our lead health story is a story about ovarian cancer and the growth rates in both Australia and New Zealand. And I'd like to welcome to the show today Alison Amos, who is the CEO of Ovarian Cancer. Hi, Alison.
Hi, Michael. Thank you.
Now, let's go right back to basics. Just tell us a little bit about some of the background about ovarian cancer and the disease itself. And, you know, for those listeners who don't know much about it in terms of the types of ovarian cancer.
Sure. So ovarian cancer is a disease that can affect one or both of the ovaries. And unfortunately, at this stage, there isn't an early detection test for ovarian cancer. And contrary to popular belief, the Pap smear doesn't detect the disease. It's diagnosed through a blood test and an internal ultrasound.
Mm-hmm.
But ovarian cancer can only definitively be diagnosed at the point of surgery.
Do you have to, when you have a blood test, does it automatically get screened, or do you have to sort of say, I want it tested for that as well?
No, so in consultation with your GP, and particularly if a woman has symptoms of ovarian cancer, then a particular blood test would be ordered to look at a particular marker called
mm-hmm.
CA125,
yeah.
And that, in combination with a transvaginal ultrasound, can give an indication of whether ovarian cancer could be present, and then that woman may proceed to have a surgical biopsy or operation to determine a definitive diagnosis.
Now, I guess the key thing, though, is, you know, not to make the patient sick with worry, but what are some of the symptoms to be aware of?
Yep, absolutely. And look, as there is no early detection test for ovarian cancer, it's really important that women learn the four main symptoms, which are abdominal or pelvic pain, persistent abdominal bloating, and some women have talked about that as being like having an inflated balloon full of water in their belly,
mm-hmm.
needing to urinate often or urgently, or feeling full after eating a small amount. Now, of course, these are symptoms that many women will experience from time to time,
mm-hmm.
and are usually signs of other more common and less severe conditions. But if they're new for a woman, or if she experiences them on all or most days for at least 2 weeks, then she should see a doctor without delay to get them checked out.
And treatment for this, what's the treatment?
Yes, so ovarian cancer most commonly is treated with a combination of both surgery and chemotherapy.
And it's something that can take, what, months or years? Is it got a very big success rate?
No, very sadly, no. The outcomes are quite poor for women with ovarian cancer. Mm. So more than 70% of women are diagnosed with disease which is already advanced stages.
Mm.
And so we have about 1,300 women who are diagnosed with ovarian cancer each year, so about 3 women a day.
Wow.
But in each year in Australia, more than 800 women will die of the disease.
That's quite an alarming figure. So, Alison, is it increasing, or
is that a growth rate or not?
No, I look at the 5-year sort of survival rates, which is one of the benchmarks that is used, have stayed relatively steady over recent years, and it's around the 43% 5-year survival rate. So, you know.
Mm.
It's a serious issue, yeah.
Now, February is the Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing in and around that?
Yeah, so Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month is a national campaign that's around raising awareness of ovarian cancer in the community and to raise funds for awareness, support, advocacy and research programs. And so teal is the international colour for ovarian cancer, and during the month people can show their support in a whole range of ways. Hosting an afternoon teal or another teal-inspired fundraising event with friends, family or work colleagues, buying or wearing a teal ribbon, particularly on Teal Ribbon Day, which is Wednesday the 27th of February, or by making a donation through our website, which is ovariancancer.net.au.
We've been talking about ovarian cancer today, and just chatting with the CEO there for the foundation, Alison Amos. And for more details, you can go to mindfood.com. Thank you, Alison.
Thank you very much.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.